Sleeping with Sirens, and they're originally from Orlando, Florida, and that was Christmas on the Road. That was a single from 2017, and then before that, we heard some like Canadian fiddle psychedelic country music from good old Art G. That was Tea Gardens there with kind of a warbly song there. That was actually from a 45 that I managed to find. And then we started off the set with Here Comes Da Honey Man, and that was a live track from back in 1991 at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Miles Davis and Quincy Jones. And that was actually one of the few times that Miles had ever revisited his past music in his career. He actually surprised jazz fans back in the day because I guess he doesn't have a look in the rearview mirror kind of attitude towards his music. And but apparently Quincy Jones persuaded Miles to play the older music. And oddly, they met with a psychic at Quincy's home in New York. And there's some more to that story, but that's just all I got out of it, and that's all you're going to get right now. There was a psychic involved. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on RadioValencia.fm. Easing in here. It's a little chilly here in the mission, like I said. And the lights keep flickering on and off here, which is... Well, maybe there's a psychic nearby. Anyway, enough of that. Let's jump into some news, some more Christmas music here from the band Low. They actually put a Christmas album out back in 1999. So let's listen to something from Low here on your Radio Valencia.
Fitzroy. sensation is fading. Sweet, sweet burn of the first drink of the night underage. Knowing that you're gonna get away with it. You were a good man before you knew it. And I'm not vain enough to think that I'd have been good for you if I'd stayed. In the current of your life, I was an eyelash in the shipping lanes. And now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on. The smell of mystery, reverb leaking out of tavern doors and not knowing how the sounds were made. So I left home and faked my ID. I fucked every man that I wanted to be. I was so stupid then. Why should mystery give its last name? Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Making with cigarette butts and used ties. To be poor is the anchor that makes us so sure. Did Sandy voice across my brow, you haven't aged a day. Is it because you took a shortcut that makes people say you're crazy? Is it true? You're a time traveler, you. Is it true? Seem crazy too. Or can it be a comfort between us? Because I never want to know for sure. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Yeah.
duet between Nico Case and Mark Lanegan from Screaming Trees from back in 2008. And that was off of Nico Case's album, Hold On. And then before that, we heard something kind of interesting from Big Thief. Normally their music is kind of intense, but there's something a little bit more pared down, a little more folky. We heard Red Moon, and that was off their 2022 release, Dragon, New Mountain, I Believe in You. Big shift there for that band. And before that, we heard from Jenny Hav from Oslo, Sweden. Is that right? Norway. Excuse me. I think I have that right. Oh, my God. I haven't had enough coffee. We heard American coffee. There you go. That's what I need, American coffee. That worked well. And that was from the 2022 release, Classic Objects. And then we start off the set with Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk from their Christmas, their 1999 Christmas album entitled Just Like Christmas. From Duluth, Minnesota. Unfortunately, not around anymore. Mimi passed a couple years back. But Alan has put new music out. He's got something new that's got kind of a techie kind of drum machine kind of thing going on there. And I checked that one out from Alan Sparhawk. So first, I don't have the name of the album here, but I think it is the first release since Mimi passed away. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're about an hour into the show right now. Whoa, we're just cruising along here. You know, I don't think I actually told you everything about the Nico Case album. Sort of like having a moment here. Yeah, that was Curse of the I-5 Corridor. And that was actually from 2018. I think I said that part. And I looked at, aside from the Mark Lanegan duet, anybody who's like, who lives in California or been to California has been on the I-5 corridor. It's a soulless highway. You just get on it and you just hope for the best. Anyway, jumping around here, but that's what you can do here on Freeform Community Radio here, like at Radio Valencia. So, all right, well, let's just jump back into it right now with something from Beverly Glenn Copeland and Copeland, the song called La Vita here on your Radio Valencia.